In this episode of the Master's Degree Mandate Series, we take a deep dive into the new graduate degree requirement for dietitian exam eligibility. Sarah interviews current CDR chair, Dr. Rosa K. Hand, and chair-elect Valerie Williams. Rosa and Valerie discuss the reasoning behind this important change and offer a preview into how CDR expects the changes to affect dietitian compensation, career advancement, supervised practice programs, diversity in the field, and the job market. You're listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast from Dietitians on Demand, created by dietitians for dietitians. Let's get into it. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Dietitians Only. This is Sarah Glanz, and we have two very special guests from CDR here with us today to discuss the new graduate degree requirement for dietitian exam eligibility. Our first guest is Dr. Rosa K. Hand. She's a dietitian and an associate professor of nutrition at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. Her research investigates dietetic staffing and the implementation of research and evidence-based practice by dietitians. She is the chair of CDR for the 2023-24 program year. And our second guest is Valerie Williams. Valerie became a dietitian in 2006 and has focused many years of her work providing nutrition care to patients with cancer. She is currently employed as a clinical dietitian at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. She has served in volunteer roles for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, CDR, and Aspen, and she currently serves as the chair-elect for CDR. So welcome, Rosa and Valerie, and thank you for joining us. It's great to have you here to talk about this important topic. So Rosa, I'm going to let you field our first question, and can you give us a brief overview of what is changing with the education requirements for dietitians? And who will be impacted by this change?
Sure. Thanks, Sarah. That's a great question. And thank you so much for inviting Valerie and I here today to represent the Commission on Dietetic Registration and help clarify questions about this important topic. So effective January 1st, 2024, the minimum degree requirement for eligibility to take the registration examination for dietitians, which we commonly refer to as the RD exam, changed from a bachelor's degree to a graduate degree. All of the other didactic and supervised practice eligibility requirements remain the same. It's important to stress that this change only impacts individuals who are applying for their initial RD exam eligibility on or after January 1st, 2024. This change does not affect those of us who are already registered or who are currently exam eligible, even if they have not tested or passed the exam yet. With a graduate degree for dietitians, we believe as CDR that the public will get better prepared dietitians because practitioners will obtain higher levels of professional management and clinical skills, and therefore dietitians will have a greater level of skill to better protect the public.
Okay, great. That makes sense. And Valerie, I'll let you take our second question. Tell us why the decision was made to raise the minimum degree requirement for the registration exam for dietitians from a bachelor's to a graduate degree.
Yes, great. Great question. Thank you for having me. So this discussion and decision has been going on for quite some time. In January 2013, representatives from the Accreditation Council for Education in Nutrition and Dietetics, or ASEND, the Commission on Dietetic Registration, CDR, Council on Future Practice, the Education Committee of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, Board of Directors, and the Nutrition and Dietetic Educators and Preceptors Dietetic Practice Group met, and they based their joint decision to change the minimum degree requirement for registration exam eligibility on the recommendations of the Council on Future Practice Visioning Report from 2012. The consensus agreement was made based on the fact that almost all other healthcare professions had already increased entry-level education standards beyond bachelor's degrees, and that moving the entry-level RD education to a graduate level is consistent with the knowledge, skills, and research base required in the field of nutrition and dietetics. These five groups together agreed that a graduate degree would better prepare individuals to enter the profession as an RD based on their roles, knowledge, skills, and curriculum required to meet client and customer needs for food and nutrition services. The graduate degree will address the diversity of the profession's practice areas and help develop leaders in advancing the profession of dietetics.
Okay, great. And I know with this new requirement, new dietitians must have a graduate degree, like you mentioned, but my understanding is that it can be in any field of study. So Rosa, can you elaborate a little bit more on the thought process behind this and any of the benefits or challenges that we anticipate with students who have a background outside of nutrition science?
Yeah, this is such an important topic. I think there's a lot of different opinions swirling about this one, but this is a question where it helps to go back in history a little bit before we look to the future. So CDR has always allowed individuals to meet the degree requirement portion of RD exam eligibility through any major of study within their bachelor's degree or higher, as long as the degree was granted by a university accredited by the U.S. Department of Education or a foreign equivalent. The previous bachelor's degree requirement then did not stipulate a degree in dietetics. And so the decision was made that when the degree was elevated to the graduate level, we would also not stipulate an area of study. This decision provides flexibility for individuals who come to the profession at a variety of points in their education or even as a second career. We think that this will foster a more diverse pool of applicants and should reduce some of the financial constraints on individuals who might come as a second career because they can potentially use an existing master's degree towards their eligibility requirement. The graduate degree options also reflect the diversity of our professional practice areas that Valerie just mentioned. You know, people might find master's of science degrees in nutrition or related fields relevant. They might also find master's of public health degrees relevant to their practice areas, master's of business administrations or MBAs, or many other degrees and topics of study that are important. It is important to note that we think didactic coursework in dietetics is still important. And so, of course, individuals who become exam eligible are still required to complete courses of study within nutrition and dietetics, either through a didactic program in dietetics, a coordinated program, or a graduate program. But these didactic requirements don't necessarily have to be part of a degree in dietetics. They instead simply ensure that individuals sitting for the exam have completed an academic program that's designed to meet the knowledge requirements for dietetics practice. So these eligibility requirements from CDR are in line with the Ascend 2022 accreditation standards for dietetic internships, coordinated programs, and future education model graduate program.
Okay. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about some of the changes that are coming with internships and coordinated programs and how they're going to adapt to this change. If I could just ask a quick follow-up question, if you could give us an example of how the process might work, like let's say we had someone who did have an existing master's degree or graduate degree, they decided they want to go back to school to complete the requirements to become a dietitian. I'm sure that could take a lot of different journeys and pathways, but could you give us an example of how that might look?
Sure. So there are some existing programs that I'm aware of that provide a DPD verification statement independent of a degree. And so someone who already holds a degree can go to these programs and only complete the coursework that's needed for a DPD. So if it's a person who comes in with a bachelor's or master's degree in some kind of basic science like chemistry or biology or biochemistry, then they're just adding on the nutrition programs. If it's somebody who comes in with a liberal arts degree, then they're going to be adding on those foundational sciences and the nutrition classes and maybe they've already covered, you know, the sociology and psychology parts of the DPD. So then once the person has in hand both their existing master's degree and their DPD verification statement, which is like a standalone certificate, or I mean, it's a standalone verification statement. There's not really another name for it. They're eligible to apply for supervised practice, like a dietetic internship. And then with those three components, you know, they would be eligible to sit for the RDN exam. So there are a lot of paths to become a dietitian, and that's good for students. It also can be a little bit challenging to navigate, but I think that this does open some doors for people who have those existing degrees and maybe realized later in life or later just in their educational journey that they wanted to become a dietitian.
Okay, great. Thank you. Valerie, can we talk a little bit about compensation? So I know this is a hot topic for dietitians, even before this education change was decided. So how do you, and not you necessarily, but just CDR in general, but how do you think that this change will impact compensation for dietitians in the long run? And what about when all or most dietitians have obtained a graduate degree, you know, a few decades from now?
Money is always an important question. A graduate degree will provide the foundation to ensure RDs are more adaptable to changes in the healthcare landscape. Obtaining a graduate degree enhances skill development and demonstrates to the interprofessional team, colleagues, supervisors, regulators, and the public a higher level of competence in leadership, management, and advanced nutrition and dietetics care and services. Having a graduate degree qualifies credentialed nutrition and dietetics practitioners for various career advancements and the ability to apply complex skills, which can position RDs to establish career laddering at their facility. This will positively impact career advancement in addition to allowing RDs to work at the very top of their scope, ideally earlier in their career. The graduate degree equips them with the critical thinking and problem-solving skills needed to address complex healthcare challenges. Recognition, value, and demand for services are the keys to increased salaries. Both education and credentials allow RDs to demonstrate their expertise as food and nutrition experts in precision nutrition, nutrigenomics, and food as medicine, and as providers of dietetics-related services, including medical nutrition therapy, critical care, chronic illness, and disease. The graduate degree will give future and new RDs the edge to be competitive.
Yeah, well, that's certainly the hope.
Yeah.
I think we all agree that we want to see that. You know, all dietitians can agree that we want to see dietitians being advanced further. So Rosa, now that the degree requirement for RD exam eligibility is a graduate degree, do you feel a dietetics degree is a good return on investment, especially compared to the other healthcare related fields that, like nursing, they don't necessarily require a graduate degree, but I know speech therapy, physical therapy, they do. So if you're someone who wants to work in the healthcare field, is dietetics a good ROI?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, I hope that people are joining our field because they're interested in it and they want to help people solve problems through food. I don't think it should be purely a business decision to join dietetics. But of course, as Valerie said, money is always an important topic. The graduate degree requirement for RDs does align, as you've mentioned, with other allied healthcare professions entry level requirements. So speech, occupational therapy, physician's assistants, and clinical psychology all require a master's degree for entry. And physical therapy and pharmacy actually require a doctorate for entry. Nursing has a variety of different entry points for their credentials, but nurses with higher degrees have higher scopes of practice. And in fact, nursing is even advancing their degree requirements for people we usually refer to as nurse practitioners from a master's degree currently to a doctorate beginning in 2025. That's for people like clinical nurse specialist, certified registered nurse anesthetist, nurse practitioners, and certified nurse midwives. And so I think that the investment required to join any healthcare field now requires a master's degree, which is helpful to understand when you're comparing your choices. And again, because it doesn't have to be a dietetics degree, I think there's an opportunity to diversify a person's skill set on their way to their dietetics credential, because you could certainly, as we discussed, pair something like an MBA or a healthcare administration degree with your pursuit of the RDN credential, and that could be a path to higher compensation.
Yeah, certainly. Let's switch gears a little bit away from compensation and talk about diversity. I know this is a hot topic, diversity, equity, and inclusion, especially in the dietetics field when it's so heavily dominated by white females. So how do you think this change, Valerie, will impact diversity efforts? And do you feel it will be more challenging for students of color or those who are economically disadvantaged to complete the requirements to become a dietitian?
Yes, this is a question that and concern that we hear often. CDR and the Academy encourage inclusion, diversity, equity, and access by striving to recognize, respect, and include differences in ability, age, creed, culture, ethnicity, gender, gender identity, political affiliation, race, religion, sexual orientation, size, and socioeconomic characteristic in nutrition and dietetics profession. According to Ascend's diversity enrollment trends, the enrollment by gender or race in dietetics has not been adversely affected by the January 2013 joint decision to move the minimum entry level exam eligibility requirement to a graduate degree, which is nice to know. And we appreciate that information. Other health profession accreditors, including physical therapy, pharmacy, and occupational therapy, who have moved their education requirements to a graduate level, did not see a decrease in student diversity in their professions either. And Ascend standards encourage programs to foster diversity in their student selection process. Ascend currently monitors and will continue to monitor student diversity in all accredited programs. Improving diversity, equity, and inclusion in higher education is a complex issue and one that CDR, Ascend, and the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics continually strive to address. CDR funds both diversity and diversity internship scholarships. Ascend provides a variety of information and resources to assist nutrition and dietetics faculty and preceptors on the topic of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they also offer a series of webinars to address diversity, equity, inclusion in their accredited program.
Okay, great. And Rosa, our next question is about the dietitians. You know, we talked earlier about dietitians hitting their peak performance earlier in their career. So do you think that dietitians will be practicing at a higher level and with more skill with a graduate degree?
Yeah, this is an important question. So we do believe that elevating the entry level RD exam eligibility criteria to a graduate level is consistent with the knowledge, skills, and research base that's required in the profession of nutrition and dietetics. And again, is necessary to protect the public, to remain competitive, and to increase recognition and respect, which are the paths to increase compensation. We believe that graduate level training emphasizes evidence-based practice, ensuring that professionals are equipped with the critical thinking skills they need to stay current with the latest research and best practices in their field. And I would argue that all graduate programs teach those critical thinking skills, whether they are in dietetics or in another field. This ability to think critically and evaluate different sources of information is important, essential, really, for providing the best possible care to the public. So with graduate degrees, dietitians may also have access to higher paying positions and positions of increased responsibilities and leadership. We know from the Compensation and Benefits Survey that supervisory responsibilities are strongly associated with wage gains. Dietitians who report direct and or indirect supervision of 100 or more employees have a median hourly wage that's almost $18 an hour greater than those who do not supervise others. And so this graduate degree requirement opens the path to a variety of different supervisory and leadership roles for newly credentialed dietitians.
Okay, right. So would it be fair to say that CDR is anticipating a quicker advancement, higher advancement, more advancement opportunities with the graduate degree requirement? And then, you know, what about for like our entry level positions? Of course, everybody's got to start somewhere. So, you know, even those, what about those positions that are don't necessarily have the supervisory responsibilities or managerial tasks?
Yeah. So I think that CDR and the other stakeholders that Valerie mentioned who came out with this recommendation all believed that a graduate degree would lead to advancement opportunities for dietitians. But you're right, everybody has to start somewhere, and we can't expect people to necessarily, you know, jump into a management job right away. We don't want to give people the idea that that's a typical path or that that's the path that they should expect. But I guess I would anticipate that with more dietitians in supervisory roles, they also have the ability to raise the tide of the dietitians that they're supervising who might be in those more entry-level jobs. CDR also monitors what entry-level dietitians are doing every 5 years as part of our practice audit process, which is important for developing the exam. And so I think that, you know, it's certainly a trend that we'll be able to evaluate and monitor and understand if advancement is happening earlier in people's careers or if these types of responsibilities are taking up more and more of people's time in the entry-level space.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you for that. Valerie, we're going to switch gears again, talking about internship programs. So we are, anecdotally, we've been hearing from dietetic internship programs in different states and different regions of the country that they're experiencing decreased enrollments. And I know that there was a presentation at FENCE in 2023 that talked about the trends in enrollments and, you know, hiring trends and that kind of thing. So does CDR foresee a shortage of dietitians as we have adopted this change?
Yes, Sarah, you're hitting on all the hot topics today. Supply and demand for dietetic internships has historically fluctuated. The current trend for lower enrollment is not specific to dietetic. Higher education enrollment in all areas has been on the decline for the last decade, and of course, exacerbated by the pandemic. Up until recently, we had a bit of a different program and a different problem, and Ascend and CDR had been working to address the issue of a lack of supervised practice placements for DPD graduates. The measures put into place by Ascend have ensured that the match rates for DPD graduates increased from 66% in April 2019 to 85% in 2023. Shortages in staffing are occurring throughout the healthcare industry and are not specific to nutrition and dietetics practice. The healthcare workforce is in flux. Demand is high, just as burnout, turnover, and rising labor costs are diminishing the supply of qualified staff. The workforce is changing, which is affecting those entering into the healthcare industry. And there is no playbook for these complex challenges, but it is, of course, something that CDR is keeping a pulse on.
Yeah, absolutely. And as part of this series, we interviewed a dietetic internship director as well as a hiring manager. And so those episodes are going to be available as well for anyone who wants to hear, you know, those different perspectives from those areas. It's a really interesting topic. So back to you, Rosa, talking about the dietetic internship programs. And we touched earlier on this, that there are some changes for the quote unquote traditional pathway that many dietitians may have taken to, you know, earn their credentials. So how will DPD programs and dietetic internship programs be adapting to this change, or how have they already? Because I know this, they've been in preparation for this for many years. So they can still be an attractive choice for students who do wish to pursue a career in dietetics.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I guess I'll just start this one off by reminding everybody that while CDR is responsible for the credentialing of dietitians, Ascend is responsible for setting the educational standards for dietitians. And so, you know, when we speak to this question, we're really speaking using data from Ascend. So with that caveat, you know, I can share that Ascend has found that DPDs that offer their DPD along with a master's degree have significantly higher numbers of graduates who are accepted into supervised practice compared to bachelor's level DPD programs. So one possibility is for programs to begin moving their DPDs to a graduate level. In addition, future education model graduate programs have more positive outcomes than all bachelor's level programs and verification statement only dietetic internships. Specifically, they have a very high percentage of students who take their exam and are successful within 12 months of program completion. So I think that as there's more data from GPs, they may use their pass rate as an advertising factor. As we've previously talked about, the fact that the degree requirement does not stipulate a degree in nutrition or dietetics means that Ascend accredited programs have the ability to attract a wide variety of strong candidates from a variety of different backgrounds, and also the opportunity to differentiate themselves from other programs by offering unique degree opportunities alongside their dietetic training. So this change is going to require adaptation from education programs. I have no qualms saying that as an educator myself, but I think that there's lots of different approaches that programs can take in order to adapt to the new environment and the new requirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And I'm not sure if you can speak to this. I know you're on the CDR side and not so much on the Ascend side, but do you know if Ascend has any type of like resources or coaching, for lack of a better word, for, you know, programs who may be struggling with enrollment?
I'm going to pass on that one and defer to Ascend. I guess the thing that I can share is that in my role on CDR, I was the liaison from CDR to the Nutrition and Dietetic Educators and Preceptors Group, or NDEP, within the academy, and they have a huge number of resources and I would say a very friendly, helpful community of educators and preceptors at all different levels. And I think that program directors and faculty who are not involved in NDEP could find that a really helpful resource to get involved in.
Okay. Yeah, that's good advice. And we'll put a link in the show notes to at least that NDEP group. So if anyone's listening and is not familiar with that group, they can go and check it out and take it from there. So Valerie, let's wrap up our conversation today and just take a peek into the job market. You know, all dietitians and especially new grads, they're looking to get a job. So what impacts do you anticipate this change having on the job market? And particularly as we are going to have this blend of dietitians with a bachelor's degree and then some with a graduate degree, how can those with a bachelor's degree continue to be competitive when they're applying for jobs?
Yes. So the 2021 Compensation and Benefits Survey of the Dietetics Profession showed that over half of the current RDs already have a graduate degree. And while a graduate degree can enhance an RD's knowledge, skills, and potentially lead to higher paying job opportunities, it's not the only determinant of salary. The dietetics field provides a wide variety of job prospects. Credential practitioners, both RDs and DTRs, at varying degree levels can fill important roles on any healthcare team. just as in any profession, experience, education, and specialization can all play a role in employment opportunities.
Absolutely. And just to ask a quick follow-up question on that, I know, you know, with a lot of jobs that are posted online now, you may have someone who's fielding job applications who is not a dietitian, who may not fully understand that this change has just taken place. And, you know, so if they're Googling, like, what are the requirements to become a dietitian, and they see a graduate degree, is there any risk of, I mean, I'm sure you can't necessarily predict this, but, you know, is there any risk of having like this automatic disqualification, I guess, for lack of a better word, that, you know, if the job requirements are listed as a graduate degree, even though, you know, a bachelor's degree dietitian could still exist. So do you guys have any insight on that or thoughts on that?
I anticipate that that's been a discussion that's been happening between the departments and HR to try to make sure that those questions are being asked appropriately. Because it is a requirement to sit for the RD exam starting in 2024, but everyone will still be a registered dietitian. So I'm hoping that that's being taken care of, you know, on a facility level, and maybe Rosa can weigh in a little bit too.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Valerie. We have to ask our clinical nutrition managers and other nutrition managers to make sure that they're communicating that message clearly to HR. I guess the other thing that I would say is, in my experience, what HR is sometimes most concerned with is whether or not the person holds a license in their state. And licensure laws should not change based on this graduate degree requirement. Most licensure laws require the RD credential. They don't specify a graduate degree. And so I think hopefully that will provide some level of protection to those job seekers who have a bachelor's degree only.
Okay, great. Well, great. We're going to wrap it up for today. And I really appreciate Rosa and Valerie being here and sharing and discussing this important topic that will certainly have, you know, who knows what implications, but hopefully positive. That's what we're all hoping for, that it's going to push our profession forward. So thank you for listening. And we do have some resources linked in the show notes, so be sure to check there if you want to read a little bit more about this change and get some more information. And be sure to subscribe to Dietitians Only so you never miss an episode. So again, thank you to Rosa and Valerie, and we'll sign up for today. Thanks, everybody.
As a listener of Dietitians Only, your opinion matters. What do you like about the podcast? Who do you want us to interview next? We invite you to visit our show notes to complete a quick survey. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback will help us create future episodes you'll love. Dietitians On Demand employs hundreds of dietitians nationwide and elevates the profession with simple yet effective practice resources, like this podcast. Don't forget to stay connected with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.